T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Kansas U.S. Senate debate here on the Kansas Agriculture Network, Kansas Information Network, and 580 WIBW and FM News 104.9, the flagship of the Kansas Radio Networks. My name is Greg Akagi, Ag Director of the Kansas Agriculture Network and 580 WIBW, and I'll be serving as moderator of today's debate. Now, traditionally, during election years, we hold our debate, or in some years, debates, during the first Saturday of the Kansas State Fair in Hutchinson. COVID-19 caused the cancellation of the 2020 Kansas State Fair, but we continue with the tradition of hosting a debate. We'd also like to welcome those of you who are watching the debate on our live stream through our WIBW News Facebook and YouTube pages. Right now, let us introduce you to the candidates for today's U.S. Senate debate. First, the Republican candidate, Congressman Dr. Roger Marshall, is the congressman for Kansas's Big First Congressional District. Dr. Marshall is a veteran and a physician who practiced for nearly 30 years in Great Bend until he was sworn into Congress in 2017. Dr. Marshall has been married to his wife, Lena, for 37 years, has 4 children and 2 grandchildren, and one is on the way. Next is Democratic candidate, Kansas State Senator Dr. Barbara Beaulieu. She is a public servant and retired doctor. She spent her entire career fighting for strong schools, affordable health care, balanced budgets, and fiscal responsibility. She is committed to listening to and advocating for farmers and ranchers across Kansas in the U.S. Senate. Now, asking the questions to the candidates are 4 members of the media from across the state. Let's give you a quick introduction. First off, Kelly Lenz, farm broadcaster with WIBW Radio and the Kansas Agriculture Network in Topeka. Next is Jennifer Latsky, associate editor with the High Plains Journal in Dodge City. Next up is Tim Carpenter, reporter with the Kansas Reflector in Topeka. And finally, Michael Schwanke, anchor and fact finder 12 investigator with KWCH-TV in Wichita. And finally, let's go over the rules for today's debate. Each candidate will have 3 minutes for an opening statement. When questions are asked to the candidates, they will alternate in who will answer the question first throughout today's debate. So, for example, candidate A, after the question is asked, will have 1 minute to respond. That'll be followed by candidate B, who will also have 1 minute to respond, and then candidate A will have 30 seconds for rebuttal. Each candidate will have 2 minutes and 30 seconds for their closing statements. Now, serving as our timekeeper for today's debate is Dan Johnson, farm broadcaster with the Kansas Agriculture Network and WIBW Radio in Topeka. Now, a blind draw was done Friday afternoon to determine the order for opening and closing statements. The opening statement will be started by Congressman Roger Marshall. Congressman, you have 3 minutes for your opening statement.
This afternoon, I wanted to start by offering our prayers to the Ginsburg family, especially her son and daughter. And we pray for wisdom as this nation moves forward. If there's one thing that I hope listeners remember today, it's this: that from the time I wake up in the morning until I go to bed, every waking moment of my life, I'm spending fighting for you and your family. I'm fighting to keep you safe, healthy, and secure. I'm fighting to keep your jobs back. I'm fighting to protect and preserve the values that you and I were all raised on, Kansas values. I volunteered to fight for this nation in the military. I fought to keep babies safe and healthy in the delivery room. And now I'm fighting for you in the halls of Congress and in the Senate. I'm committed to keep fighting to protect you, your family, and our Kansas values. You know, we all have a story that shapes our values. I was born in Butler County, a fifth-generation farm kid, and became a first-generation college student. My American dream was to go to medical school. My wife and I got married about 2 weeks before school started 37 years ago. And after medical school, residency, and 7 years in the military, we moved back to Great Bend, Kansas, where we delivered 5,000 babies, raised four of our own, and as Greg said, now we have two grandchildren and one more on the way. Look, I've lived the American dream, but I'm running for the Senate to protect our Kansas values so our children and grandchildren have the same shot at the American dream that we've all had. But as you know, my opponent and her Democrat Party are threatening our values and our dreams, our way of life. They want to tell you when you can leave the house, tell you if your business is open or not, when you can get a haircut. They want to tell us when our kids can go to school and what curriculum should be taught. They want to tell us what medicines we can take. Now, maybe this works in New York and California, but it's not going to fly here in Kansas. These are not Kansas values. Our opponent and her party are out of touch with Kansas value. But you know, one value we can all agree upon is the importance of agriculture. As I said early, I'm honored to be endorsed by the Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Livestock Association, and I'm proud of the great work we've done together. We've written a strong farm bill, improved trade agreements, year-round E15. We've rolled back WOTUS and lots of other rules and regulations. We specialize in rural economic development, and yes, we've improved internet connectivity as well as telemedicine across the country. I'm proud to be born and raised in agriculture. And if I could, I'd like to also add two other great endorsements, two of Lena's and my mentors, pillars of Kansas, Senator Bob Dole and Senator Pat Roberts. Listen, I can't wait to get started today. I'm honored to be here. I look forward to earning your support and your vote.
Thank you very much, Congressman Marshall. Next up is State Senator Barbara Beaulieu. Senator Beaulieu, you have 3 minutes for your opening statement.
Good afternoon. I'm Barbara Beaulieu. First, I would want to acknowledge what a hurting time it is for our nation as we have this loss of a great woman, Supreme Court Justice Ginsburg. I also want to acknowledge what a big loss it is for Kansas that we had to cancel our annual state fair, especially for Hutchinson area and our rural communities. The Kansas State Fair has been held every year for over 100 years. It's more than just a fair. It's a great, great opportunity to celebrate Kansas, a very important tradition for us. It's also a big part of Hutch's economy and a chance for people of all ages to learn, share, and be together. I'm heartbroken that we'll miss this event, as we've missed so many others this year due to the pandemic. But I'm confident that we can overcome this virus by working together. And next year, we'll be back at the fairgrounds. You know, I will miss having this traditional fair with spectators in the grandstand in Reno County, but I'm really grateful for this opportunity to share a bit about myself and my priorities with the people of Kansas. I'm a mom, a doctor, a state senator. I went into medicine to improve people's lives and went into public service for the very same reason. I've dedicated my life's work to my patients, my constituents, my community, our state. In the Kansas legislature, I was a leading advocate for expanding affordable health care, fully funding our schools, investing in rural communities, balancing the budget, and keeping taxes low. I have a record of standing up to both parties if they are doing the wrong thing for Kansas. But I also will work with anyone if they are doing right by our Kansas families. And that's exactly what I'll do in the U.S. Senate. This is a difficult and historic time for our country. We need leaders in Washington who will stop the political bickering, stop attacking one another, and just get things done. That's always been my approach. Listen, look at the facts, work with others, and solve problems. That's why I'm endorsed by Senator Nancy Kassebaum and nearly 100 other Republican leaders in this state. They know I will be the independent voice of reason that Kansans need in Washington. Thank you.
Thank you very much, State Senator Beaulieu, for your opening statement. We've also determined the order of the questions that will be asked by the media panel, and due in part that State Senator Beaulieu went last in the opening statement. The first question will be directed towards Congressman Marshall, and the first question will be asked by Kelly Lenz, farm broadcaster with WIBW Radio and the Kansas Agriculture Network. Kelly, your question.
Greg, thank you. And before I ask that question, I want to say a special thank you to Alpha Media Topeka, WIBW Radio. This is a tradition that we began 35 years ago. It's become not only probably the premier debate in the state, but it's become a major highlight of the Kansas State Fair. All right, my question is really two parts. One of you is going to fill some massive shoes when it comes to agriculture. Senator Pat Roberts has been the foremost person working on ag policy for over three decades now. I think it began around 85 or earlier. He is resigning, and somebody is going to fill his spot. We anticipate that Senator Moran is going to try to take over Roberts' spot on the Senate Ag Committee, but we can't be sure of that. Would either of you be willing or interested in being on that committee?
Congressman Marshall, you have 1 minute to respond.
Well, Kelly, it's great to hear your voice again, and I miss being at the State Fair with you and Senator Roberts. But look, my first choice is going to be to ask me on that Senate Ag Committee. And I always tell folks one reason you should vote for me is because I can actually sort heifers and steers. Growing up in agriculture, I've had great experiences throughout. My wife and I still invested in agriculture in so many ways. And the experience that we're bringing already, working with Farm Bureau, with KLA, all the ag organization really puts us in a sweet spot for that. Certainly the senior senator and I have had these conversations, and I look forward to that. But I don't know why my opponent would want to be on the Ag Committee. She's actively works against farmers. That she fought against Kansas Farm Bureau Association's Healthcare Association plan, and that's their second biggest concern. When we fought hard for the MFP money, the tariff money for our farmers, she posted a discouraging remark about that. So I would assume that my opponent does not want to be on that Ag Committee, that she's out of touch with Kansas Ag values.
All right. State Senator Beaulieu, you have 1 minute to respond.
I will be the replacement on that Senate Ag Committee. Agriculture and our rural way of life are a critical part of our economy and our identity as a state. I've been standing with Kansas farmers for over 10 years as a Kansas legislator. I helped pass two statewide transportation plans, a 50-year water plan, and more funding for rural broadband. I've called out the EPA's regulatory train wreck under Obama and urged the use of sound science in agricultural policy. What Kansans need to know and understand about the real difference between Congressman Marshall and myself is not our level of ag expertise, it's our level of respect for people of different backgrounds and our ability to work across the aisle to find real solutions for our Ag Committee. I look forward to continuing that legacy of the Dole Roberts production of what's gone on our state, on our Senate Ag Committee. Thank you.
All right. Congressman Marshall, you have 30 seconds for rebuttal.
Look, I just hope folks look at my opponent's voting record, her liberal voting record, her activism against farmers, voting against the Healthcare Association plan, as well as the tariff money. Look, when the Democrats were in power, they gave us Waters of the U.S., and now they're going to give us the Green New Deal. The Green New Deal will be the end of Kansas agriculture, the end of the Kansas beef industry as well. And my opponent chose to leave the Republican Party and join the Democrats who represent her values. She joined them after they came out with their Green New Deal. She does not represent Kansas agriculture values.
All right. Next up for their question, Jennifer Latsky, associate editor with the High Plains Journal in Dodge City. Jennifer, your question.
Good afternoon. We know that ag and ag-related industries support 245,000 or more jobs, or 12.7% of our state's workforce. 25% of the nation's meat supply comes through our packing plants. Feedlots, large dairies, our farms and ranchers all need reliable labor, and much of that today is from immigrants. If elected to the Senate, what policy would you propose or support that addresses the immigration challenge that faces our country today and allowing them a shot at their American dream while still keeping in mind rural Kansas's role in U.S. food production?
State Senator Beaulieu, you first can respond. You have 1 minute.
Thank you. There is no clearer example of how broken Washington is than on immigration reform. Voters are fed up with inaction, decades of it. I support secure borders so we can keep our communities safe and a legislative solution for Dreamers who were brought to this country through no fault of their own, and a bipartisan reform package that balances national security with the realities of our present circumstances. One thing is clear. Washington gridlock is the reason that we have a national crisis at our borders. My opponent has done absolutely nothing to contribute to an atmosphere of working together to solve these problems. 1 in 10 Kansans who work is an immigrant. We are dependent on this labor, and I will be very supportive of making sure people have that path to citizenship. Thank you.
Congressman Marshall, you have 1 minute to respond.
Well, Jennifer, you're certainly right just how important agriculture is to Kansas. And this issue is one I have tried to work on since the day I got to Congress, that I believe in secure borders and fixing a broken immigration system. The first thing I did when I got to Congress, I sat down with every Democrat member in the Ag Committee, talked about agriculture and their important issues on broken immigration system, and we twice got policy on the floor to fix that situation. But my disappointment is the Democrats do not want to fix this situation. They don't want to fix DACA. They do not want secure borders. And I have to remind folks that my opponent left the Republican Party in favor of the Democrats' values. The Democrats do not want secure borders. They're the party of open borders, sanctuary cities, defund the military, and defund the police. And those are just totally out of touch with Kansas values. And that's why we need to make sure that we keep a Republican Senate majority so we can maintain our security. Look, any fix for immigration, if we don't secure the borders, is just going to lead to a circular firing squad.
State Senator Beaulieu, you have 30 seconds for rebuttal.
You know, we need leaders in Washington who will put partisan politics aside and do what's right for Kansans. Nothing is more important in America than keeping our borders safe, and this priority must be reflected by immigration reform, which has not happened yet, and we need this. I agree that our immigration system is broken, but we need people who will work together to find solutions. It's going to take a bipartisan solution to fix it, and I am known for my bipartisan work. Thank you.
All right. I do have to remind myself, give a little time so Dan Johnson, our timekeeper, can keep in front of everything as well, keeping time for the question. So our next question, which will go to Congressman Marshall, comes from Tim Carpenter, reporter with the Kansas Reflector in Topeka. Tim, your question.
Thank you. I want you to both make the case for quickly voting in the Senate on a replacement for Justice Ginsburg, or for following the policy set in 2016 by Senate Republicans to wait until after the presidential election.
Congressman Marshall, you have 1 minute to respond.
Look, this is why this election is so important, that we need senators that are going to confirm conservative, constitutionalist, pro-life judges. Look, I'm encouraging the president to bring his nomination forth. I'm encouraging the Senate to act upon it. This is so different than 2016 when we had a Democrat president and a Republican Senate. Right now we have both of those. Look, America elected a Republican president and a Republican Senate for just this time. This is our time to do what we keep our promises and to move forward with one of the folks that President Trump has on his list. This is an important time in history, one we can't get wrong. That's why the stakes for this election are so high.
And State Senator Beaulieu, you have 1 minute to respond.
I take the nomination and confirmation of a Supreme Court justice very seriously. It's one of the Senate's most notable responsibilities. The Supreme Court is one of the most important institutions of America. It shouldn't be politicized. These are lifelong appointments. This election that's underway in Kansas now, Kansans should make their voices heard. And the leaders of the Kansas that are elected in November are who should be voting and deciding, confirming who will be filling our vacancy in the Supreme Court. I believe that the Senate has plenty to do in the meantime. They need to pass additional relief and funding for Americans struggling with this very, very difficult pandemic. And most importantly, keep in mind, we should not be politicizing our Supreme Court, one of our three branches of government.
And Congressman Marshall, you also have 30 seconds for a rebuttal.
Look, our Senate needs to move forward to confirm a conservative, pro-life, constitutionalist judge who will apply the law and not write the law. This is what Americans sent a Republican majority to the Senate to do. Look, 2016 is so different than today. You'd have to go back to 1880 to see a time when a Republican Senate would have confirmed a Democrat senator or vice versa. This is not 2016. Republicans were elected to do just this. We need to stand up and do our job.
All right. Thank you very much, Congressman Marshall. Next question will be first answered by State Senator Beaulieu, and it will come from Michael Schwanke, anchor and fact finder 12 investigator with KWCH-TV in Wichita. Michael, your question.
Great, thank you, and thank you to WIBW and both candidates. Wish we were at the fair, but here we are because of this virus. So I want to talk about the response to coronavirus on a national level. We hear conflicting messages. Do you have concerns the vaccine is being politicized by either party? And as physicians, do you have concerns as to how it will be distributed, especially to rural Kansans?
And State Senator Beaulieu, you have 1 minute to respond.
You know, the challenges we face because of this virus are historic, and it will take nothing short of historic actions to overcome them. We must continue to do things like support our workers and have ones that don't have jobs to return to yet. And we should extend unemployment benefits to make sure that they can benefit and have their ability to pay their rent. And obviously, we need to provide additional assistance for small businesses. As far as the vaccine goes, I have been very disappointed in our federal response to this vaccine by politicizing it. It should not be politicized, but I look forward to an FDA-approved vaccine. We know that the way we will get through this pandemic is to actually follow science, wear masks, do the things that public health officials tell us to do, and wait for the vaccine. And once it's here, we'll all look forward to being vaccinated, those who choose, and move forward and keep our economy going.
Congressman Marshall, you have 1 minute to respond.
Well, Michael, thank you so much. It's good to almost see you again today. Look, I just want to bring a message of hope to America. I visited with the Vice President Pence just maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, an hour-long conversation. He's very optimistic that we're going to have a vaccine available for those for the vulnerable by Thanksgiving time, and for the rest of the folks, the rest of the public, for those who need it by the new year. And I want Kansans to know, since the end of January, when I was the first congressman, the first member of Congress to step on the floor and to say, look, we've got a problem here. And since that day, I've been working to solve this problem. In early February, I was sitting down with the CDC, the FDA, and the private sector saying we need to get work on vaccines, on therapeutics. And I'm so proud of the doctors and nurses across the country and what we've done. We've got the greatest doctors and nurses in the world. We've cut this mortality rate from 4% down to 0.4% thanks to American ingenuity. So listen, I'm so optimistic that I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, that we're winning the war against this invisible enemy.
And State Senator Beaulieu, you have 30 seconds for a rebuttal.
You know, it's been so disappointing to see a doctor more concerned with his political health than the actual health of the people of Kansas. He's been going around the state, holding events, not wearing masks, being inside in large groups, not following science. It's incredibly disappointing. It's put people at risk. We need to elect a doctor who actually follows science, follows public health guidelines, and will do her best to make this country safe.
And Congressman Marshall, you have 30 seconds.
I said they both just
won. Oh, that's right.
No question.
I wish I could get another 30 seconds. I'd love to respond.
Wouldn't we all?
All right. My mistake there. I figured I was going to make one like that. All right. Let's go to the next question, and that will be for Congressman Marshall to first answer, and that will come from Kelly Lenz with WIBW Radio and the Kansas Ag Network. Kelly?
Thank you, Greg. Some good news yesterday, Senator Beaulieu and Congressman Marshall, from the USDA. Net farm income is projected to be over $102 billion in the United States this year. That's the good news. Here's the bad news. 37% of that money came from government payments. The rest of it, of course, came from export sales, sales of livestock and such. But farm operators have been struggling over the past several years. What specific policy proposals do you support to improve the financial outlook for farms and ranches?
Well, look, Kelly, you know we've been working on this together. We've done lots of interviews on this, but number one is trade. And I'm so proud of the trade agreements we've already got done for agriculture. 55% of our export markets have now been accomplished. Exports with Japan, South Korea, China, Mexico, and Canada. And as we're seeing those come online, our exports are increasing. Actually, 14% increased exports to China right now. So now we got to go back up and pick out those other countries that we've missed so far. Great Britain, European Union, India, and the African nations as well. So I think there's great opportunities for there. There's great opportunities for biofuels. We just got E15 going through our E10 pumps right now. We got E15 year around. I think I want to talk about pet food for a second. Kansas makes 60% of the pet food for this entire country. There's great opportunities for that. But I just want to tell you what we can't do, is we cannot let Democrats control the majority. Their Green New Deal will kill Kansas agriculture. They would triple our taxes. It would increase the price of gasoline at the pump, the price of electricity in your house as well. Thank you so much.
State Senator Beaulieu, you have 1 minute to respond.
Just to be clear, I do not support the Green New Deal, and we know it is government overreach, and it's not a realistic path forward. But as far as trade goes, Kansas is an export state. We export food, fuel, airplanes, and we are the best in the world at what we do. That's why it's so critical for Kansas to have access to international markets around the globe. And that's why deals like the USMCA are so important, and why I will make sure that I fight for Kansas farmers and ranchers who never again, I don't want them pushed to the front lines of a trade war. Unfortunately, it has been sad to see that they have had to unfairly shoulder the burden during this time. Really, my opponent, sadly, when given the opportunity to stand up for Kansas farmers and go against these trade deals, he instead chose to be a yes man for the president and for these harmful policies.
And Congressman Marshall, you have 30 seconds for a rebuttal.
You know, I'm so proud of the trade agreements that we've gotten accomplished, and I'm so proud and thankful for the support of Kansas farmers. That these Kansas values of accountability, and I think the other Kansas value is standing up to a bully. And I was just so grateful that Kansas farmers stood beside us and helped us get us through those trade wars, and now we're starting to see the benefits from it. You can't find a Kansas farmer out there that doesn't communicate to me that they had some tough times dealing with China in the past. They knew we had to stand up to this bully. Again, I just want to caution everybody from the overregulations that the Democrats promised to bring.
All right. By the way, we would like to thank everyone who is joining us on our live stream, either on our WIBW News Facebook or YouTube pages. We appreciate you being along with us, as well as those on the radio on 580 WIBW FM News 104.9 and many of our Kansas Agriculture Network and Kansas Information Network stations. Our next question, first off answered by by State Senator Beaulieu, will come from Jennifer Latsky with High Plains Journal.
Thank you. To continue along these thoughts, Kansas is seeing a rise in wind energy and renewable fuels like ethanol and biodiesel, which are important to our Kansas corn, soybean, and sorghum farmers. These are just examples of a few green industries in the state that are supplementing our existing industry and our infrastructure. Is there a place for rural Kansans to participate in a green economy of the future? And what programs or initiatives would you propose as the U.S. Senator from Kansas to ensure that Kansans aren't left behind and yet our traditional industries are also at the table?
State Senator Beaulieu, you have 1 minute to respond.
The science tells us that climate change is real and it must be addressed in a bipartisan manner. I support us rejoining the Paris Agreement, training workers for green jobs, and expanding incentives that will develop renewable energy sources like wind and solar. I do not support the Green New Deal. It's an example of government overreach, and as I said before, it's not a realistic path forward. However, I do think we need elected leaders who will be more forward-thinking and stop governing from crisis to crisis. We need to work together to address this issue. Farmers and ranchers know that. They deal with it every day, and it's going to require leadership. And no, I will listen and work together to address this very critical issue, make sure that we can move forward with Kansas leading in wind, being one of the best places for a green environment.
Congressman Marshall, you have 1 minute to respond.
Well, Jennifer, this is something I'm so excited to talk about. I just spoke with a company this week that's going to make a $7 billion investment in Kansas in wind energy, and rural America is going to benefit from them. Very few days go by that I don't talk to somebody about biofuels and work on new opportunities for that, whether it's a sorghum oil pathway that we got accomplished, or raising E10 to E15, or getting E15 year-round, whether it's kind of winding back those small refinery exemptions, or keeping the EPA's feet to the fire when it comes to the renewable fuel standard. Oil and gas, very important to agriculture as well. And the Green New Deal would be the end of that as well. Let me just emphasize with folks, my opponent says she's not in favor of the Green New Deal, but her party certainly is. She left the Republican Party in favor of those Democrat values of overregulations, and that's exactly what the Green New Deal is. And when a party's invested $15 or $20 million in you, they're going to come after her vote, and she's going to give it up, just like the rest of the Chuck Schumer followers will.
And State Senator Beaulieu, you have 30 seconds for rebuttal.
There you go again, Roger, running over the truth. As I've said many times, I don't support the Green New Deal, and I won't when I'm in the U.S. Senate. I am known for my independent voice. Stop deceiving voters.
All right, next up, to be first answered by Congressman Marshall. Next question from Tim Carpenter, Kansas Reflector in Topeka. Tim, your question.
Thank you. To what extent should wealthy white people such as yourselves strive to understand the motivations of Black Lives Matter activists and represent those constituents' views in Washington?
Congressman Marshall, you have 1 minute to respond.
You know, Tim, I'm one of the luckiest, most privileged people in the world. I'm privileged because my parents worked their tails off. My dad worked 80, 100 hours a week as a police officer. My mom worked 40 or 50 hours a week as a clerical clerk and then came home and took care of her family as well. I don't know what's going on in the coast, but I know what's going on in Kansas. That I was taught to value a person by their heart, and even more importantly, by their actions. And I think I've taught my kids that same purpose. And if you look at my record, that I just don't see skin color. I think there's things that we can do to improve everybody's relationships, and it all starts with good education and a good economy. And that's what Republicans stand for: is raising people out of poverty, giving them a job that brings brings meaning and fulfillment of their lives, not keeping them buried down in the ghettos. So I'm all for lifting other people up.
State Senator Beaulieu, you have 1 minute to respond.
Thank you for this important question. This country has been in a crisis for many years, and we know we need to listen to all. And we need to keep our community safe in that time, and we need to look to things that actually make a difference for people. One of those is public education. I'm a longtime champion for public education in Kansas. I stood up to Sam Brownback when he tried to dismantle our early childhood education system, which is so needed for all people to be successful. And I voted for some of the very largest funding increases to the classroom in Kansas history. I worked across the aisle to do these things and end the Sam Brownback tax experiment so that everyone had the opportunity for a world-class opportunity, no matter what their zip code, wherever they live. It's been disappointing to see my opponent's lack of support for public education in our schools. He, during this pandemic, has not helped fund them. I am disappointed with that and look forward to helping all people stand up.
And Congressman Marshall, you have 30 seconds for a rebuttal.
You know, words and actions are always different. My opponent voted against her own governor's COVID relief fund that would have helped schools. And I would ask her right now, how would you have voted last week on the Senate bill that would have helped the COVID funding as well? How would you have voted on that? There was not one Democrat that voted in favor of the Senate bill on coronavirus.
And State Senator Beaulieu, I would let you respond if you would like to. Okay.
30. It wasn't my turn.
No, he had asked a question. I was just, if you'd like to respond to that, short of that. Okay.
Not part of the rules. Thank you, though.
No, that's okay. That's all right. And you also have, I got that right. Next question, yes. All right. Let's go. This one will be answered by State Senator Beaulieu, and it will come from Michael Schwenke with KWCH-TV in Wichita. Michael?
Even before this pandemic, many rural hospitals struggled. We've even seen some close. So how would you ensure rural Kansans continue to have access to health care in their communities?
State Senator Beaulieu, you have 1 minute to respond.
As you know, I'm a doctor. And I'm an independent thinker, and I will work with anyone to solve problems. In the Kansas legislature, I championed Medicaid expansion to provide health care for our thousands of Kansans, including especially rural Kansans, work to end surprise billing, and protect Kansans' ability to deduct their medical expenses from their income taxes. When I go to Washington, I'll keep fighting to make sure that healthcare is more affordable. I want to protect people, Kansans with pre-existing conditions, and lower prescription drug costs. My opponent voted to weaken protections for people with pre-existing conditions, opposed Medicaid expansion, the number one thing our rural communities need, and would really help our neighbors. I'll put families first, not politics like him.
And Congressman Marshall, you have 1 minute to respond.
You know, rural America is really a reflection of that local economy. And as agriculture goes, so goes rural America. So if you want strong hospitals in rural America, you need a strong ag economy and some of the policies I've already talked about. But I've also fought very hard with much success for our rural hospitals. We've kept the 340B program around for rural America. We fought for telemedicine. I think you'll be hard-pressed to find a hospital now in Kansas that doesn't have the opportunity for telemedicine. We've increased the Medicare reimbursement for rural hospitals. We fought to keep pharmacies open in those in rural Kansas as well. Rural economic development, we've used those dollars from the Farm Bill to build new hospitals like in Osborne, Kansas as well. I've been fighting for rural America hospitals. Look, I lived in one for 30 years.
And State Senator Beaulieu, you have 30 seconds for rebuttal.
Again, words and actions are different things. It matters so immensely. The number one issue for Kansans during this election is affordable health care. 80% of Kansans support expanding Medicaid in this state. This congressman has stood firmly opposed to that very life-saving line that we need for the people of Kansas. I stand by my record of support.
You are listening to the U.S. Senate debate for the Kansas United States Senate seat that is being vacated by Senator Pat Roberts. You're listening to that here on 580 WIBW as well as FM News 104.9, along with many of our Kansas Agriculture Network, Kansas Information Network affiliates across the state of Kansas. And we welcome all of you who are on the live stream right now watching via our WIBW News Facebook and YouTube pages. The next question, which will be addressed to Congressman Marshall, will come from Kelly Lenz with WIBW Radio and the Kansas Ag Network. Kelly, your question.
Thank you, Greg. Senator Boyer has brought up the Green New Deal a couple of times, and I'm glad to hear she's not supportive of it. But we have had a lot of hurricanes in the U.S. this year. Just last week, a hurricane slammed into Louisiana, my wife's home state, and the state of Alabama, and another one is getting ready to hit the Texas coast. This summer, we had something I'd never heard of called a derecho. It came out of southeast South Dakota, cut across the state of Iowa, into Illinois, into Indiana, into the Ohio River Valley, damaged or destroyed millions of acres of crops. Winds in that derecho were as high as 140 miles an hour. And then you look at the massive forest fires that we have in the western states now, the smoke of which I saw this morning here in Topeka. My question is this. There is likely going to be a lot of political pressure, mostly from the left, to mandate some changes to alleviate climate change. One of the proposals is a tax on beef, which they say is responsible for significant levels of methane. Do either of you support this?
All right, Congressman Marshall, you have 1 minute to respond.
Well, Kelly, that's just another example of the liberal left and their concepts, the party that my opponent chose to join. Look, in the Boy Scouts, we are always taught to leave it better than we found it. And that's my philosophy. My family and I have planted over 20,000 trees. We've worked on wetland restoration as well. In Congress, I've worked to encourage innovation and conservation. And thanks to American ingenuity, our carbon footprint is at a 25-year low in this country, that we're 10% lower today than we were 10 years ago, not because of government regulation and intervention and taxes, but because of American intervention. And I just can't help but stop here and say, look, most all the Democrat Party has climate change phobia, that they want this Green New Deal, which would be the end of Kansas agriculture, the end of Kansas beef as well. It would destroy our Kansas economy. And that is the party that my opponent chose to lead the Republican Party over, that she chose to become a Democrat after they brought out the Green New Deal. So she can stand here and say she's not going to support it, but she's been totally bought and paid for by Chuck Schumer, her handpicked candidate.
State Senator Boyer, you have 1 minute to respond.
Congressman, unlike you, I think for myself. Not only that, I have a reputation as someone who will actually bring farmers and ranchers to the table to find solutions that work for them. That's what Washington desperately needs right now. And to be clear, it's so important that the stakeholders who are impacted by things like regulations, especially when it comes to agriculture and our climate, that they are included in the decision-making process for new federal policies. This is how we will avoid overregulations that are unnecessary or burdensome or even harmful to our economy. Common sense regulatory reform can reduce barriers to competition, lower the cost of doing business, and bolster private job opportunity and growth. I am an independent thinker, a voice of reason, and I stand up for honesty and truth. That is what matters to the people of Kansas, their values being represented truthfully.
And Congressman Marshall, you have 30 seconds for rebuttal.
You know, my old track coach had a saying, don't tell me, show me. My opponent says she's an independent voice, but she's voted with the Democrats 90% of the time. 90% of the time. My opponent says that she has a history of reaching out and talking to farmers, but Kansas Farm Bureau and the Kansas Livestock Association have endorsed Roger Marshall. She says she wants to help farmers, but she voted against their health care association plan, which was by most farmers' accounts is their number one concern, the biggest price that they have. She disparaged the tariff money. I just want to remind folks of one more thing, that when the Democrats controlled Congress last, They gave us WOTUS and the waters of the U.S.
All right. The next question, which will be addressed first to State Senator Beaulieu, will come from Jennifer Latsky with High Plains Journal. Jennifer?
Thank you. Keeping in mind that we will be very much likely negotiating a new farm bill soon, and the fact that farmer bankruptcies have slowed but are still 8% higher than 2019 levels, what would you bring to the table in negotiations for a farmer safety net? And what, in your opinion, would decoupling agriculture from nutrition be a viable option for the future?
State Senator Beaulieu, you have 1 minute to respond.
You know, first I want to bring up, it's so important to know about voting records. I voted 86% of the time with the Senate Majority Leader. Gosh, is he a Democrat too? I don't know. You know, there are really surprising, wonderful, inspiring stories from Kansas businesses all around this state, of all sizes, all sectors, that have stepped up in so many ways during this pandemic, including our rural ag groups. They've been essential in Kansas's response to this recovery effort, and they are really rallying to help the U.S. Solve this problem. The private sector is best suited to create jobs and grow the economy, but the government can be a partner in that by supporting stronger infrastructures, schools and skills training, a modern, sensible regulatory framework, and of course, access to loans and capital. I've always maintained a very productive and positive relationship with various groups around the state and will continue to do so to help our economy grow.
And Congressman Marshall, you have 1 minute to respond.
Well, Jennifer, you're asking me about one of my favorite subjects, the Farm Bill. And I do think it's really important. And you ask what we bring to the table. I bring a wealth of personal experience and they haven't had the experience of writing my first Farm Bill. And I'm so grateful for Senator Bob Dole and Senator Pat Roberts and Jerry Moran taking me under their wing and help teaching me what I needed to know. And I'm so grateful for that relationship with Farm Bureau and KLA as well. And we worked together to do exactly what they requested. Farm Bureau asked for full funding for crop insurance. We got that taken care of. On the Title I funding, they asked for some tweaks. They asked for RMA data. They asked to be able to switch ARC to PLC year by year as well. We made some improvements in conservation projects as well. We did improvements in rural economic development, and we appropriated, I believe, $680 million more for rural telemedicine and interconnectivity as well. So look, I bring to you a wealth of experience, personal experience, still invested in agriculture. I understand what it looks like, and I'm going to do just what Senator Roberts taught me to do, go out and meet the farmer and talk to them on the tongue of the wagon.
And State Senator Beaulieu, you have 30 seconds for a rebuttal.
You know, as I stated before, after 11 years in the state legislature, I have a strong and long record of standing up for rural ag and those people to make sure that their life is growing, sustainable, that they get the health care that they need. Sadly, my opponent has worked against keeping protections for people with pre-existing conditions and has actually written letters to us to oppose expanding Medicaid. Again, it matters that we work with people of all people, and I support the Dole Roberts legacy in the state and will continue to stand up for ag in the U.S. Senate.
All right, the next question will be first addressed by Congressman Marshall, and it will come from Tim Carpenter with Kansas Reflector in Topeka. Tim?
Thank you very much. Washington politicians have spent decades harping about the annual federal deficits and the expanding federal debt. Today, it's if there's a bipartisan agreement not to worry about it anymore. So what are your priorities in altering the federal budget?
Congressman Marshall, you have 1 minute to respond.
Well, Tim, this is probably the issue that keeps me awake at night. When I went to Congress, I thought I had some pretty good solutions. I'm a business person. You know, people ask why you should vote for Roger Marshall, but I signed a paycheck every other week for as few as three people, up to 300 people. When you have a business that's upside down, you go in there and try to accentuate the positive, bring in your income and decrease your expenditures. So look, we lowered taxes and had the greatest economy of our lifetime and actually had record income into the federal government. Unfortunately, we also had record expenditures. This country needs to be willing to be able to cut back on their expenditures. 28% of the federal budget is being spent on health care right now. And I've worked very hard with legislation that would protect pre-existing conditions, even better than the ACA did, as well as drive down the cost of it. On the other hand, my opponent and her party have promised to raise your taxes and raise your spending as well.
Right. State Senator Beaulieu, you have 1 minute to respond.
I am the only candidate in this race with a proven record of fiscal responsibility. When the Brownback tax experiment wreaked havoc on our fiscal state in Kansas, I railed against budgets that didn't balance, that bills were left totally unpaid, and a state debt that reached historic levels. But I also rolled up my sleeves and got to work with people across the aisle to find a solution and end that experiment, get our fiscal house back in order. It wasn't easy and it required compromise, but that's what leadership looks like. You know, Congressman Marshall's record of fiscal responsibility is really as reckless as his driving is. Long before COVID-19, Congressman Marshall's failed fiscal policies put our federal deficit on track to reach $1 trillion. And he voted to balloon our federal debt with Brownback-style tax breaks for the wealthy. We can and must do better as a U.S. to elect a U.S. senator.
And Congressman Marshall, you have 30 seconds for a rebuttal.
You know, I can't help but think again to my track coach saying, tell me, don't show me, that my opponent has never seen a tax increase that she hasn't liked, and that she left the Kansas Republican Party to join the Democrat Republican Party and to accept their values. The Harris-Biden administration have promised to increase your taxes. They promised it at every turn of the day, that the Green New Deal would triple your taxes. Medicare for all, government takeover of healthcare will also quadruple your taxes. My opponent and her party represent increasing your taxes.
All right, next up, question for State Senator Beaulieu. She will answer first, and it will come from Michael Schwenke with KWCH-TV in Wichita. Michael?
Thank you. Because it could potentially in the future have an impact on ag, I do want to ask this. So roughly 1 in 3 Americans could have access to legal recreational marijuana if voters approve state ballot initiatives this November. So do you support legalizing or decriminalizing marijuana on a national level? And as physicians, where do you stand on medical marijuana?
State Senator Beaulieu, you have 1 minute to respond.
What an excellent question. And isn't it disappointing that we haven't had a lead from Washington on this very important issue? Instead, every state has a different law, and it is very confusing to most of us. We need a federal response. What I will support, we need to remove marijuana from the Schedule I list and go ahead and study the substance. If it is appropriate, we will learn by using examples, by studying it, and we need our FDA to sign in and support whether or not this drug is safe and when it is safe. Absolutely, we must decriminalize this. We are finding that so many people, unfortunately, end up in our criminal justice system because of substance use disorder issues, etc. And when we could have stood up and built more supply places for them to be treated, substance use disorder clinics, mental health facilities through Medicaid expansion, my opponent has been against that.
All right, Congressman Marshall. You also have 1 minute to respond.
You know, I'm not sure, but I think my opponent just said that she's in favor of recreational marijuana And that is not a Kansas value, not to the Kansans that I talk to, that I perceive recreational marijuana as a gateway drug to other drugs. We've had large problems with opioid addictions and meth addictions already in this state, and I don't want to have one more drug leading people in that way. I do think there may be some medical opportunities. I'm open for more research as that. I want to follow the values of what Kansans think, though, and make sure that this does not become a recreational drug.
All right, and State Senator Beaulieu, you have 30 seconds for a rebuttal.
You know, I came here today to talk about important issues to Kansans. Congressman Marshall apparently came here to mislead people about what I have to say. It's so disappointing, but it clearly demonstrates the difference in our approach to issues.
All right, next up, as we move around the horn once again, and this one will be addressed to Congressman Marshall first, and it will come from Kelly Lenz with WIBW Radio and the Kansas Ag Network in Topeka. Kelly?
Thank you, Greg. I'm not going to ask an ag question right now. I'm going to ask an education question. Senator Beaulieu brought up the importance of public funding for education earlier. She did not address, and I haven't heard Congressman Marshall do it either, that you would support school choice, which many people in this country do, but unions and others would like to see that stopped. What do you think?
Congressman Marshall, you have 1 minute to respond.
Well, Kelly, if I just want to share how important education is to me as a first-generation college student, and people often ask me, why did we stay in Great Bend? And I would tell you it's because all four of my children had the same first-grade teacher, and I had the privilege of my life to write a letter of recommendation for her, the Teacher Hall of Fame. What I would tell you about school choice is what may work in rural Kansas may not be what works in urban America or suburban America for that matter. Listen, I'm open to exploring all those options. I don't think we're doing a great job with education right now in urban America. I think that school choice and there's some better opportunities out there. But I think this is just another great example that we don't want Washington dictating policy. And that's what my opponent and her party, that's what they typically lean on is national policy. Look what California is doing. Look what New York's doing. Kansans don't want to do the same thing. The solution in rural America may be the difference than the solutions in urban and suburban America.
And State Senator Beaulieu, you have 1 minute to respond.
You know, it's nice to hear when we kind of agree on something. I first want to say it's nice to hear Congressman Marshall is a first-generation college student. I'm so proud of my husband. He's the same. He's a first-generation college student. Actually went on to medical school, and so proud of that, as his whole family. So, yes, we all need access to education and excellent education. I have stood firmly as a Kansas legislator standing with public education. There are certain circumstances, and we allow this in our system to have charter schools that help people have choice. But ultimately, I have not been supportive of Betsy DeVos and this need to push vouchers into our system. We know Kansas is one of the top states in the country, one of the top 10 in excellent education. What we want to see is an end to people having their opportunities taken away from them for things like going to college and having those opportunities when we make bad tax decisions. So I stand with the people of Kansas and support our excellent public education system.
And Congressman Marshall, you have 30 seconds for a rebuttal.
You know, I don't want to rebut. I just want to talk about how important education is and what a great job Kansas does. My wife and I are both community college graduates, and we have some of the greatest community colleges and technical colleges in the country. And that's why I've worked so hard on the Perkins grants, a federal scholarship money, federal dollars to help fund those particular programs where our juniors and seniors in high schools get to go to those community colleges and technical colleges. I'm a big supporter of them. Many kids, including my own kids, graduated with 15, 18 hours of college credit. Another solution to keeping the cost of health care down. Keep it up, everybody. We're doing a great job out there. I think I've visited 43 of the 45 higher institutions of learning so far in the state of Kansas.
All right, before we go any further, we need to, for the folks in radio, we need to pause for 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Kansas U.S. Senate debate.
Broadcasting from the air capital of the world, KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, a radio.com station.
Welcome back to the 2020 Kansas U.S. Senate debate between Republican candidate Congressman Roger Marshall and Democratic candidate Kansas State Senator Barbara Beaulieu. The live stream and broadcast, by the way, are made possible by Kansas Farm Bureau, Kansas Corn Growers, Farm Credit Associations of Kansas, Kansas Wheat, Kansas Electric Cooperatives, and the Kansas Soybean Commission. The next question will be addressed first to State Senator Beaulieu, and it will come from Jennifer Latsky with High Plains Journal in Dodge City. Jennifer?
Yes, thank you. The U.S. Postal Service is critical to our rural citizenry and also our communities and our newspapers like High Plains Journal that bring the news to that citizenry. Funding of the U.S. Postal Service has been in the news lately. How will you, as a U.S. Senator representing Kansans, ensure that our U.S. Postal Service is not only fully funded, but works for all Americans as our founders intended?
State Senator Beaulieu, you have 1 minute to respond.
Thank you so much for that critical question, not only for the things the U.S. Postal Service has done in the past, but we're going to be dependent upon it during this election to make sure that our vote is counted. So I've heard from many, many people around the state, particularly one in particular comes to mind, a veteran of war who contacted me because the Postal Service normally, that always delivers his meds, it took over 5 days for his medications to be there. And why? They haven't been funded fully. And I know my opponent voted against, right now, a $25 million help aid to our U.S. Postal Service during this pandemic when it's so critical for all of us. This man, his life and health were put at risk. We need to be sure and stand up for our Postal Service, not put undue burdens on them that are different than others, and make sure that the people of Kansas have this life-giving, life-saving service in place so they get their meds and that their vote can count.
Congressman Marshall, you have 1 minute to respond.
Look, no one's fought harder for the Postal Service on the Republican side or the Democrat side than we have. Right now, our Postal Service is fully funded for a year. They have another $10 billion in the bank as well. And the Senate just put forward another COVID relief bill with billions of dollars of more, but the Democrats all voted against it as well. Look, I remember growing up, visiting my grandparents on the farm, and at the end of lunch, around 1 p.m. every day, we would all be anxiously waiting for the post service, for the postman to get there as well. And now I have two aunts that have been delivering that mail out as well. I know how important this is. I understand it's an important piece of the puzzle. At the same time, we also understand we have a very broken postal service as well. And we need them to come into the 20th century and do a better job as well. So we're looking forward to working with them. I'm a big proponent, and I'll keep fighting to help the Post Service.
And State Senator Beaulieu, you have 30 seconds for rebuttal.
And yes, they need help right now. They need help right now during this pandemic. And what I want to be clear to people is I will be an independent voice of reason for Kansans. What we need are leaders that will put aside this partisanship, this fighting, and focus on what's right for Kansas. That's what matters. Yes, we need our U.S. postal system, and we need someone that will go up and make sure that they get funding during crisis times as well as all times.
All right, the next question, which will be first addressed to Congressman Marshall, will come from Tim Carpenter with Kansas Reflector in Topeka. Tim?
Thanks. Do you believe Russia meddles in U.S. elections, and how aggressive should the U.S. government be in rooting out and responding to election interference by foreign countries?
Well, Tim, certainly they have tried to meddle, and they've been doing this since, I would suppose, the 1920s and 1930s, trying to feed us with propaganda. Did they change any vote counts? No. So I take them seriously, and that's why we had the trifecta of controlling Congress and the White House. We passed significant legislation and increased funding to go out to all the elections across the country and make sure they were more safe and sound. But I think the true issue here is who's hard on China, who's soft on China. The Harris-Biden administration administration has been and will be soft on China, Russia, on Iran, and all those folks. And my opponent chose to leave the Republican Party because the Democrats embraced her values. The Democrats are soft on Russia. They're soft on China. They're soft on border security. Those are not Kansas values. We need to make sure we keep a Senate majority so we can protect Kansas values.
State Senator Beaulieu, you have 1 minute to respond.
Thanks, Tim. Russia is not our friend. We have seen that through election interference. We've seen it on the story of bounties against our U.S. military. In order to keep our country safe, we need to work closely with our allies. And very sadly, leaders in Washington are not building coalitions to solve these problems. In fact, we've walked away from many coalitions. Working with other nations is how we hold bad actors like Russia accountable. We need elected leaders who will stand strong for American values and Kansans' values. And more important than ever before, our country needs a strong, smart, strategic national security plan focused on protecting the United States, the American people, the people of Kansas, and our interests abroad. We don't need leaders who cave in to dictators and insult our allies.
And Congressman Marshall, you have 30 seconds for a rebuttal.
Look, I'm so proud of the national security, the foreign policy that's led by Kansas' own Secretary Mike Pompeo. I have my complete trust in him and believe with him and think that he's doing a great job, that he's able to hold these other countries accountable for several reasons. One is we've rebuilt our military. Number two is we have energy independence as well. So I'm so proud to have an administration that's willing to stand up, has a record of showing up to these people, but I do live in great fear that Harris-Biden administration would bow before them.
All right, the next question, which will be first answered by State Senator Beaulieu, will come from Michael Schwenke with KWCH-TV in Wichita. Michael?
Thank you. Recent campaign ads have focused on abortion, specifically Dr. Beaulieu's votes on abortion bills. To both of you, can you please help the listeners understand exactly where you stand on abortion?
State Senator Beaulieu, you have 1 minute to respond.
My life's work has been devoted to the health and well-being of all people. Every woman knows that this is a very difficult decision. As a physician, I have always been a very strong advocate for access to reproductive health care, and I will protect a woman's right to make her own private health care decisions in consultation with her health care provider. And know that after 10 years in the Kansas legislature, my position on this issue has never once interfered with my ability to work with other legislators. In fact, that's why I'm endorsed by dozens of pro-life current and former Republicans who are currently or formerly elected, and they stand with me, as does Senator Kassebaum, to do what's right for Kansans.
Congressman Marshall, you have 1 minute to respond.
Well, of course, this isn't just an issue. This is personal for me. You don't deliver 5,000 babies without understanding the sanctity of life. And obviously, I'm 100% pro-life. I will be against abortions every time and will do everything to protect that life, born or unborn. And I guess that sounded like Nancy Pelosi speak to me. I mean, I would ask my opponent, are you in favor of late-term abortions? Are you in favor of dismemberment abortions? Would you vote for an abortion survivor bill to protect a baby that survived an abortion? Maybe this is why Emily's List, the biggest abortion lobby in America, has spent $2.5 million attacking us, because they know I'm always going to stand up for life, that I'm going to protect life, that I can tell story after story. I can tell the story of a young girl going to Planned Parenthood for a pregnancy test, and they schedule her abortion without asking her about it. Then they would come to my office, where we would reach out and help them, provide the social support that they would need from Catholic Social Services, from WIC, all those programs. I'm always going to stand up to the sanctity of life. But I hope my opponent will answer those questions for Kansans, because they don't represent Kansas values.
And State Senator Beaulieu, you have 30 seconds for a rebuttal.
As an obstetrician gynecologist, Congressman Marshall should know how painful, heartbreaking, and incredibly personal these situations are for women. It's disturbing that he wants to inject more government into these private health care decisions between a woman and her doctor. I am so proud of the campaign we're running and want to know that I stand up for truth. We are focusing on truth and honesty. My opponent is not. He's pushing conspiracy theories, deceiving Kansas, manipulating video. It's shameful.
But you have the chance to answer the set the record states. Are you in favor of late-term abortions? Are you in favor of murdering babies after they survive abortions?
Excuse me.
All right, the next question will come from Kelly Lenz with WIBW Radio and the Kansas Agriculture Network, and this will be addressed first to Congressman Marshall.
There's an old saying that you can't drive the car if you don't have the gas, and technology is extremely important to agriculture, not only in this state, but around the country. And let me give you an example of what broadband, rural broadband, why it is important. I have a good farmer friend of mine who may be listening to this program today, who uses a computer and a computer program and high-speed internet to tell exactly how much rain fell on every field on his farm. Imagine you're in Cherokee County with no rural broadband, no high-speed internet, and you're trying to use a drone to track down some cattle that are lost in rough country. Rural broadband has to be expanded. It is slowly improving. What can be done to improve that?
Congressman Marshall, you have 1 minute to respond.
Well, Kelly, you know that we've been working on this very hard, and I'm so proud of the improvements that we made. And I can tell you story after story as well how precision agriculture has impacted Kansas and why Atwood, Kansas has more kids in grade school than they do in high school because of a young man, a K-State graduate, going down there and starting a precision ag company as well. Look, the first thing that happened when I got to Congress was I realized we didn't have a good map. Working with Kansas Farm Bureau, who, by the way, endorses, we were able to improve that map. And once we got the mapping done, now we're going back and correcting the problem that we were successful in getting a grant to Southeast Kansas to improve rural broadband. And now we're working with three other regions to get that as well. So look, I'm tired of forming committees. I'm tired of praying about this. I'm ready to fix the problem. We have secured funding for this as well, funding in the Farm Bill and two more appropriation funding from USDA as well. We're working on the problem. We're on our way. We're going to get there.
State Senator Beaulieu, you have 1 minute to respond.
You know, I'm so glad you brought up that question because, as I said before, agriculture and our rural way of life are critical to us in our economy in Kansas and our identity as Kansans. And I have voted in the past to have more funding for rural broadband. But what we know from the state side is that we need federal help, and enough has not come. Now, let me tell you, I catch people when they're being good. I'm really proud to say and glad to know that our President Donald Trump, within the last about 6 weeks, approved more money to expand rural broadband in the state. But we need more. What I'm hearing from farmers and ranchers, as well as rural hospitals, is they need access to broadband that works for them and gives them the ability to do the jobs that they need to do. What we need in our U.S. Senate are people that are willing to work together, solve problems, and actually get results. And that's exactly what I'll do.
And Congressman Marshall, you have 30 seconds for rebuttal.
Right. And again, I'm just so proud of the bipartisan efforts that we've done leading on this particular issue and even leading with more legislation. And I'm sure that my folks can Twitter out some of the new bills that we're working on as well for rural broadband. Look, I think we funded $680 million in the Farm Bill. Since then, $2 billion more. I think the challenge is really implementing it. So the money's been there, but we weren't doing a good job writing the grants. So we are now intervening, going there and helping folks. I'm so proud of my rural broadband people, some of the greatest people involved in their communities, supporting their communities in so many ways. We're going to solve this problem together. Working together, we are solving it today.
The next question, addressed first to State Senator Beaulieu, will come from Jennifer Latsky with High Plains Journal in Dodge City. Jennifer?
Thanks, Greg. It's been said that farmers want trade, not aid. And according to the Kansas Department of Agriculture, our state's farmers and ranchers export nearly $3.8 billion every year in beef, wheat, soybeans, corn, and sorghum. In August, the American Farm Bureau Federation said for the first 6 months of 2020, we saw a $2.95 billion negative balance between ag imports and exports for the nation. In the past years, we've seen retaliatory tariffs, trade issues that have hit ag sharply in the last 3 years. And now with COVID-19 throwing many of our world economies into a lurch, and those same economies that would be our customers for Kansas goods, Kansas may have fewer opportunities for their quality ag products. We just saw on Friday another round of funding released from for the CFAP program, another $14 billion in payments. In your opinion, are payments a sustainable way to keep farmer bankruptcies at bay in the longer term, or do you propose another solution?
And State Senator Beaulieu, you have 1 minute to respond.
No, I'm so glad you again brought up trade, because it is the backbone of our state. And as I said before, we export things. We export food, fuel, airplanes. We do a great job of doing that, and we have to have a Senate and a federal government that will stand up for good relations with our allies so that we can make those trade agreements. And I know I am committed to defending our farmers and manufacturers from damaging trade policies. They have hurt. We need to do something different. It has really been an undue burden on them to earn a living. It is not sustainable to always receive payments from the government. But again, our congressman didn't stand up against these unfair trade policies and needs to do better. Thank you.
Congressman Marshall, you have 1 minute to respond.
Boy, I'm so proud of the incredible work we've done on our trade agreements. I was so honored that Kevin Brady, Ways and Means, would ask me to go to Mexico and represent agriculture for the final round of the USMCA trade agreement. I'm so honored that the President and USTR would ask me to go to the United Nations for the signing of the Japanese trade agreement. Look, as these come online, as these companies get healthy, it's going to be great exports opportunities for Kansas. Japan and South Korea are number one and two beef export market, and now for the first time ever, we're selling significant amount of beef to China, and I talked about the pet food opportunity as well. So absolutely, this trade is real important. I've spent more time on trade than any other issue since we got the farm bill done. I mentioned other opportunities as well, biofuels, pet food, but you know what I'm really concerned about is the Democrat policies of increased regulations. Those regulations will kill all the opportunities that trade is going to bring it if we let us. And I just want to remind people, my opponent left the Republican Party to join that Democrat Party that wants to bring all those rules and regulations of WOTUS and the Green Deal back on us, and it's going to kill Kansas agriculture.
State Senator Beaulieu, you have 30 seconds to respond.
I so look forward to being an active participant in the Ag Committee in the U.S. Senate, following that path that Senator Roberts and Senator Dole have paved for us. To be clear, I will stay on that Ag Committee. I will not leave. I will not be looking for other committees to go to that have better funding from various people. And to be clear, I have opposed overregulation as a state legislator and will continue to do so as a U.S. Senator. I spoke out against the Obama waterways issue, and I will continue to work to cut red tape and make sure that we have good policies in place.
All right, looks like we're going to be able to get one more question in. Hopefully we can get it done quickly before closing statements. So let's go to Tim Carpenter with Kansas Reflector in Topeka.
Thank you. You're both doctors. There's been some high drama at the FDA, CDC, and elsewhere regarding the best practices during COVID-19. Are you concerned too many ill-informed people or politically motivated individuals have the ear of Americans during this life and death struggle? Has science lost to rhetoric?
Congressman Marshall, you have 1 minute to respond.
Well, Tim, that's a tough question. And the problem with viruses is the data is all over the place and the national media is manipulating and cherry-picking what they want to share. I just want to bring a message of hope to Americans. And if they go to our website, Kansans for Marshall, they'll see a graph that shows that despite increased infections, the number of people being admitted to hospitals, the number of people dying in Kansas is not going up, that we're doing a great job. And I just want to remind people the consequences of shutting the economy down again. My opponent's party, her leadership, the Harris Biden administration, have promise to shut down our economy again if this virus rears its head. And I'm here to tell you that more people will die from shutting down this economy than the virus killed, that we have record numbers of suicide, people with metastatic cancer that shouldn't have had happened, that we have more child abuse going on, so many unintended but very predictable consequences. And that's why we can't afford to have a Democrat Senate majority, that they want rules and regulations not consistent with our Kansas values.
State Senator Beaulieu, you have 1 minute to respond.
As a physician, there is nothing more important to me than we beat this virus. But to stop the spread of COVID, we must follow science and follow the data. That is how we will rebuild our economy. And to combat a virus like this, we need to follow science and facts like we did when we had polio, when we had smallpox. It is so important to be a scientist in this. My opponent has chosen to politicize the pandemic instead of following science and modeling good behavior. He refuses to consistently wear a mask and has circulated conspiracy theories and misinformation. And it was so bad it got thrown off social media. This is astonishing recklessness from a physician. And what I am proud about, we are here doing values and truth. He is pushing conspiracy theory. He's deceiving Kansans and manipulating video on these issues. It is so, so shameful.
Congressman, I hate to do this because of where we're at time-wise. We're not going to unfortunately have time for rebuttal on that because we do need to get to closing statements. And from the blind draw that we held yesterday, Congressman Marshall, you have 2.5 minutes for your closing statement.
All right. You're growing up, I shared a bedroom with my brother, and on our bedroom wall were two plaques my mom had placed, the Ten Commandments and the Declaration of Independence. These two documents bore the values my brother and sisters and many Kansans were all raised on, and I'm committed to guarding and fighting for these Kansas values. I'm committed to keeping your family healthy, safe, and secure. I'm going to keep you healthy by obtaining safe and reliable vaccines and therapeutics at warp speed. I'm committed to your safety and security, border security, fully funding the military, and fully funding the police, as well as protecting the sanctity of life. But I don't have to remind you that my out-of-touch opponent and her party have promised you open borders, sanctuary cities, defunding the police, defunding the military, and no regard for the sanctity of life. If there's one word that can describe Kansas values, it's liberty, the right to make our own decisions. And now every day it seems our opponent and her party threaten our freedoms. They censor our speech and remove phrases from our Pledge of Allegiance that our own Kansan President Eisenhower gave us, one nation under God. This is not going to fly in Kansas. While happiness is not found in material things, most of us believe to pursue happiness, we need a good job to provide for our family. So I ask you, who would you trust to rebuild a post-COVID economy? The Republicans that built the strongest economy of our lifetime by lowering taxes and rolling back regulations, or our opponent and her party who have promised higher taxes and more regulations? Now, as you know, my moderate said multiple times she's a moderate, but her record tends to differ. During her 10 years in Topeka, she voted with the Democrats 90% of the time. She never saw a tax increase she didn't like, even voting for a nursing home bed tax. She has a 100% voting record supporting abortions and attacking our Second Amendment. She's simply out of touch with Kansas values. She's voted against her own governor's COVID bipartisan relief package and against a bipartisan landmark school funding bill. That sounds more like a liberal obstructionist from California named Nancy Pelosi or a member of the squad, not a future Kansas senator. Finally, something every Kansan should know, our opponent was the lone dissenting vote against a law strengthening penalties for failure to report child abuse. This is being completely out of touch with Kansas values. It's been an honor to be with you all today. I'm committed to fighting for Kansas values. May God bless Kansas and may God bless our great nation.
Thank you very much, Congressman Marshall. And State Senator Boyer, you have 2.5 minutes for your closing statement.
Thank you for joining us today. And to be clear, my name is Barbara. This is a challenging and historic time for our country, even a hurting time, to say the least. Many of you feel the weight of the world on your shoulders right now. So many questions, so much uncertainty. But one thing is certain. We need a leader who will put politics aside, stand up and look at the facts, and work together to solve problems. Work for together to do what Kansas families need. That's what I've been doing my entire career. In the legislature, I worked with leaders of both parties to end surprise billing, fund our schools, expand Medicaid, and keep taxes low. I'll take that approach in Washington. My opponent's record is quite different. He's more interested in keeping the leaders of his political party in Washington happy. He votes the way he's told, rather than what's best for Kansans. That includes voting against measures that would have made healthcare more affordable right now during a pandemic. It's just unacceptable. Families need this now. And he's putting people at risk as he campaigns around the state, not necessarily wearing a mask, not following science. We can do better. I have a very different approach, and that's why I've been endorsed by Senator Nancy Kassebaum and nearly 100 Republicans from around the state. I'll listen to you, look at the facts, find common ground. I'll be an independent voice of integrity and honesty, focused on bringing people together to solve these problems. That's something Washington desperately needs right now. Thank you for listening today. I ask for your vote, and I look forward to getting to work for you. Be well, and God bless.
Thank you very much, State Senator Barbara Boyer. And this concludes our debate. If you'd like to watch the debates back, you can go to our WIBW News Facebook or YouTube pages. And of course, please exercise your right to vote on November 3rd. We want to thank you for joining us here on the Kansas Agriculture Network, Kansas Information Network, 580 WIBW, and those watching on our live stream. And thank you to both the Marshall and Boyer campaigns for participating in today's debate. Thank you for joining us.
The Kansas Wheat Innovation Center in Manhattan is rediscovering ways to get improved varieties and new genetics in the hands of farmers faster. Grower-led and Chekhov-funded research initiatives are bringing about positive change. This grassroots leadership provides a strong voice in Topeka and Washington, D.C. Kansas Wheat Commission and Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, farmers investing in their future and yours. Log on to rediscoverwheat.org.
America's electric cooperatives are 42 million members strong. Collectively, we can use that strength to make the important issues in our community a priority this election. As a co-op member, you are already part of Co-op's Vote, a program to help you and your neighbors learn the issues, register to vote, and head to the polls this November. Visit vote.coop to learn how this program can serve you.
Brought to you by the Kansas Electric Cooperatives and the Touchstone Energy Cooperatives of Kansas.
The Kansas Soybean Commission is co-sponsoring this year's agricultural panel. In 2018, Kansas exported $929.3 million of soybeans and meal combined. This was the second most valuable agriculture export for the state, behind fresh beef. The Kansas Soybean Checkoff works to improve farmers' profit potential by increasing international customers' use of U.S. soy. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org.
This broadcast of the U.S. Senate debate has been made possible by the Kansas Soybean Commission, Kansas Electric Cooperatives, Kansas Wheat, Farm Credit Associations of Kansas, Kansas Corn Growers, and Kansas Farm Bureau. Thank you for listening on the Kansas Radio Networks and 580 WIBW FM News 104.9.
Broadcasting from the air capital of the world, KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.